This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 16, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. A former Boeing ferry and test pilot named Walt Raby told me once that when something goes wrong on an airline flight, you want people with white hair flying the airplane. U.S. Airways Flight 1549 had just departed LaGuardia for Charlotte a little after 3 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, carrying a reported 150 passengers and a crew of five. The plane had been airborne less than 3 minutes when passengers reported hearing a loud bang, noticed the aircraft was beginning to turn, and soon after were warned by the pilot to brace for impact. That pilot was Chesley Sullenberger. Sully, as his friends call him, is a former U.S. Air Force fighter pilot, former ALPA safety chairman, and president and CEO of Safety Reliability Methods, a consulting firm that, quote, provides expert solutions to complex problems involving safety, high performance, and high reliability, unquote. He's been flying for 40 years. Sullenberger managed to touch down centered in the river with minimal damage to the plane. A few people were reportedly plucked from the river by rescuers. Area hospitals reported treating 4 people for hypothermia, but there were no serious injuries reported. We'll have more details as the investigation unfolds. And you can find more detail on Sully in our text coverage at aero-news.net. Aero News has confirmed the FAA has issued an emergency order of revocation against Air Tahoma of Columbus, Ohio, ordering the air cargo transport operator to surrender its operating certificate. Paul Turk, a senior public affairs official with the FAA, says the agency has charged the company with 30 safety-related violations which were, quote, systemic throughout the company, not tied to a single pilot, aircraft, or incident, unquote. Turk says the charges stem from an FAA audit following the fatal crash of an Air Tahoma plane in September of last year. The Convair 580 was returning to Rickenbacker Airport shortly after takeoff on a crew training flight when it hit terrain a mile from the runway. All 3 occupants died in that crash, which happened during the plane's first flight following a maintenance C check. According to the National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report, that check included re-rigging of the flight control cables. The emergency order allows Air Tahoma to file an appeal. There's been no word yet, though, on whether the company will file one. Air Tahoma began operations in 1996 and flies regional cargo for FedEx, using mostly 1950s vintage Convair turboprops. Teledyne Continental Motors is aggressively pushing back against the recession, offering special pricing to help general aviation pilots keep flying. In yesterday's Aero News special feature, TCM President Rhett Ross told ANN's Jim Campbell that the company is announcing price reductions of as much as 10% on new and rebuilt engines in the face of a tight economy, and to be prepared for a more competitive climate produced by factories including Lycoming's recent purchase of Superior. In addition to the new pricing, TCM plans additional incentives for owners to install zero-timed power plants that meet new factory specs and can thus be turned around in a fraction of the average overhaul time. The official announcement of the new pricing came late yesterday evening. You can read more detail in the updated text version of the story at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airbus beats Boeing handily in 2008 deliveries. October stats show a big drop in U.S. airline travel. And a Cessna pilot who hit a house now faces a lawsuit. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, with Barack Obama's inauguration and the TSA's large aircraft security program both in the headlines, we'll take another listen to my recent interview with NBAA President Ed Bolin on both topics. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.